Hey, hi. Welcome. This is Musish. I'm your host, Julie B. And this is a super creepy, scary, you know, witchy episode for you. Got a lot of vinyl, mostly vinyl, super vinyl heavy. We'll start it off with a little bit of it and then go straight into the mix. Maybe break it up with the improv. Heck, you know, we'll break it up with the improv. I think it's going to be tarot themed today, regardless of what the jar would have said. I hope you really like it. We're going to get right into it. We got the most meddling kids of them all, one of my dream group costumes, and number one Monster Hunters Scooby-Doo gang. You know, got that on vinyl coming up for you. And I'm also going to play one of the crown jewels of my vinyl collection, an original pressing of Clockwork Orange, with a soundtrack made by Wanda Carlo, an incredible musician, incredible composer, a pioneer of synth music and synth, you know, scoring. And then we're also going to play another pioneer of that same kind of creepy, synthy, wave-type music, which is Paul Oakenfold's Tubular Bells, which I think is honestly just kind of like a seasonal, as soon as it gets dark and crisp and chill, this song is appropriate up until things start to melt and live again. Yeah, I think Tubular Bells is just kind of cold theme. It's the theme of crispness, of briskness. Then I'll interrupt those classics with an obnoxious, self-indulgent improv as usual. We'll head into the modern music and then bring you home again with some more cozy vinyl finds, because when the veil is thin, I like to sort of think about, you know, ghosts and possession and sticky feelings like that. And ooh, I wonder if you guys just heard my grumbling puppy. Anyway, I've often said that vinyl kind of feels like your favorite artists like haunting your eardrums or your home, because it's kind of like analog sound to analog sound. And I know there's some digital transference getting in the way of you feeling that, but maybe me acting as like a by proxy conduit will help you feel the specters get into your sound waves. So yeah, that's why this episode is so vinyl heavy. And there's still a lot of really excellent, you know, witchy music out there that I'd like to highlight. So of course we're keeping the newness all up in this as usual. Yeah, I hope you enjoy this little chunk of tunage, and that you'll enjoy your spooky season, because it is haunting out there, dare I say. Okay, anyway, let's play the songs. Let's do it here on CITR.
Over here! Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Vinyl, it's such a soothing process. It makes music very ritualistic, just even the act of listening to it. I hope you have something in your life that you can sort of ritualize and romanticize and make a little bit more magic, especially right now. Even if it's just baking some bread or, you know, popping some corn, do something, make it a little extra, you know, add some steps, add some salts. Anyway, I'm going to do a little improv, but keeping with the theme, I wanted to pull a tarot card instead of pulling out of my jar. So I'm just going to ask the question, what should I be aware of in, you know, this winter time? What should I be aware of coming up to this winter? This new winter and the new year. What should I be aware of in this next winter? So it's the Page of Cups. Now, this card is a pretty cute card because Page is kind of like it's about to graduate into this next level, this next realm. You know, you're just about to sip the whole life and drink it in and really be one with your intuition and the world around you. The Cups cards are like very emotional, very spiritual, very empathetic, and they kind of represent this like deep well of love that you can draw from and sort of swim in. And so this is, yeah, like the enticement of actually drinking it in and actually becoming one with it. And as far as I know, or rather remember, it's kind of like refilling your inspiration, intuition, and sort of like refilling that cup. And yeah, like I just said, actually just romanticizing and ritualizing, your world. So yeah, let's do an improv about adding romance back into your life then, I guess, in that vein. And, just a reminder that tarot, magic, and all that kind of stuff is not really divination, not really any kind of, you know, mumbo jumbo manifestation. It is you giving yourself permission to do the things you want to do. It's you actively meditating on things and shuffling up your perspective and getting that clarity in a way that, yeah, makes the mundane magical, but maybe that's what you need to see exactly what you want, you know? So I see it anyway. It makes me really mad when people get a tarot reading and then, like, feel like their life is going to end because of it. Because it's like, well, maybe, eventually, probably not because of anything I just saw, but, like, bro. So it's all on you, literally. Anyway, this is romanticizing your life and filling your cup. Improv. a little Pisces inside, my tea bitty on the inside, but don't mind my thighs, cause if you like it thick, then you might like a ride, yeah. You die when you look inside my eyes, my windows are solely holy here to provide you with new perspectives, and if you elect me president, I can see that all your liquids will be heaven sent. Rain on me, can't you see? It's fun, cute little ditty. Don't usually freestyle like that much anymore, but I'm trying to flex that muscle more. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to play with words, don't you think? Anyway, we got that modern mix of music I mentioned at the top coming up, starting with Jody B, BC artist. Incredible looper, multi-instrumentalist. Their song The Riddle off of their new album. Go check out her Instagram. She completely explains the meanings of the songs, the meaning of the album title, which I believe is Equanimous. You know me, I know nothing. I can barely speak English. Why am I even playing with words? Anyway, her and another BC champion, Fallen Stars, amazing group. Outstanding bunch of women, and running festivals, running things, winning awards. This song in particular kind of gives you the spirit of, like, you know, the girls whose ancestors were the witches left unburned, but these witches are getting burned and they're getting theirs because of it. You know, I feel that. I love it. We also have New Age Doom, a listener submitted song, their new hit, Acousta Electric Invocation. And what is more seasonally appropriate than invoking things on all sides of the spectrum, especially the sound spectrum. I love it. Let's get it. And yeah, and then we'll also have a little bit of the skeletal, the sweet Miss Phoebe Bridgers, who, you know, I've just been really deep diving into as I move into the cooler seasons, and the sounds of grunge and Riot Girls kind of take me away again. She's a nice soft part of that night. I think maybe you'll feel the same way. Her song Halloween is in this trunk, as well as a bunch of other music that I'm sure I'll talk about at the other end. So I hope wherever you are, you enjoy these tunes. I myself am out here on the unceded ancestral land of the Squamish, Musqueam, and Tsleil-Waututh people, and I hope you learn, you know, from people you've been around, and continue to educate them about where you're at, whose land you're sharing it with. You know, do your part, and then do it in style right now, because you can throw glitter on anything and be a fairy, be any kind of costume, but be fair, you see? Yeah, I'm so sorry. Why did they give me a microphone? Because I asked, and I'm nice, and I'm consistently here for you, giving you weird music. Who am I? Cronfuse. Did I mention this? Maybe. Do I want you to send me things? Absolutely. What kind of things? Ideas for improvs, like the one, you know, I just did, except it wouldn't be for me. I could read you a tarot reading and then answer it in song. Could do that. Or you could send me your music. You could send me anything. Slide into my DMs. Send me emails. cronfused@gmail.com, cronfused@gmail.com. And just stick around. Enjoy this music. Do it. Come on. Stay tuned to me and to CITR 101.9 FM Discord Radio.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
sirens go all night. I used to joke that if they woke you up, somebody better be dying. Sick of the questions I keep asking you that make you live in the past. But I can count on you to tell me the truth when you've been drinking and you're wearing a mask. Baby, it's Halloween and we can be
sip a hot toddy. it in the kitchen and whip up a salad. Sick of these niggas, they say I'm attracting. They wanna chill with the main attraction.
It must have hurt when I rubbed your fucking face down in the dirt. No, it might look new to you, but I did it first. Pussy berserk, I made him pay for all my merch. Put him in the hearse. I want somebody who don't like nobody, not a social butterfly. I want somebody who don't like the party, they just wanna get in my thighs. I want somebody who quiet, I'm on a brand new diet. I hear these niggas be talking that talk, but all of these niggas be lying.
I want somebody who don't like nobody. I want somebody who don't like to party. Sit in the crib and sip a hot toddy. Sit in the kitchen and whip up a salad. Sick of these niggas, they say I'm attracting. They wanna chill with the main attraction.
I'm anti, I'm antisocial. Don't touch me, don't rush me. Can't trust none of these bitches or niggas. Leaving hearts below pictures. All y'all undercover lovers. All my dick from a distance. Thought I wouldn't do the distance. Jungle pussy make a difference. Hating on me, bitch, it makes sense. She just wanna be my best friend. She trying to generate my birth chart. These bitches want me to make sense. They should just make a salad. I'd rather go and write a ballad. Chilling in my bench of savage.
Somebody who don't like nobody. I want somebody who don't like to party. Sit in the crib and sip a hot toddy. Sit in the kitchen and whip up a salad. Sick of these niggas, they say I'm attracting. They wanna chill with the main attraction.
Like you, like.
Oh my. Yeah, chef's kisses all around for that. That was Strange Breed closing up that little chunk of new blended tunes. They're a super incredible, queer, fantastic, riot human band out of Vancouver here. And love it. I loved especially the music video for that song, which is new, out now. You can see it. And all the little teasers they had for it were just, they just tickled my funny bone. I love it when people's art is fairly serious, but you can tell that they are silly people. Erykah Badu is someone who comes to mind when I think of that, or like Karen O. They both have this infectious, grinning cheekiness, and then the art they make is like, you know, almost reverential. Also featured in that little chunk of tunes was Jungle Pussy, whose birthday is tomorrow, so listen to their new album. Shout them out everywhere. Incredible, fantastic rapper, artist, human, fashion icon. I do a cover of Trader Joe's, full disclosure. I've been working on this running theory that you can't really do a hip-hop cover unless you just take the hook and kind of do your own verses, so more like a remix. And so that is the first cover that I've kind of done in that style, and I really enjoy spreading the gospel of Jungle Pussy. Also, we had Venus Voltage, who I found through TikTok, which is starting to be like a delightful way to find new music and new artists. Their song Witch Bitch, which again, chef kisses all around, like I said. And we're going to get right back into some classic songs to wrap up the day. Might do an improv right before this to wrap it up, or right after. You never know with these things. I have a formula, and I pretend like I don't know what's going on, but then in the editing room, it all comes out the same way. Anyway, thanks for sticking around. Thanks for listening to these tunes. Here's a little bit more vinyl, a la Headless Horseman and MASH. You know, suicide is painless, except for everyone left behind. They're in a lot of pain. It's just how it is, you know. Sorry, facts come from a place where suicide is a real sad, sad fact of life. Yowza, the veil is thin, and I am getting into a dark place. I'm so sorry, humans listening. I hope your night is bright. I hope you light more than candles. Hope you light spirits, whimsy, let your freak flags fly and wrap yourself in them. And I hope it's as weird as it is wonderful, you know. Yeah, enjoy these tunes, enjoy your time, and I hope you enjoyed listening to me, Cronfused, here on CITR 101.9 FM. Stay inspired. Thank you.
castle always called upon his guests to tell him ghostly tales of Halloween. And Brahm knew there was no more firm believer in spooks and goblins than superstitious Ichabod Crane.
Now gather round while I elucidate on what happens outside when it gets late. Along about midnight, the ghosts and banshees get together for their nightly jamborees. There's ghosts with horns and saucer eyes, and some with fangs about this size. Some short and fat, some tall and thin, and some don't even bother to wear their skin. I'm telling you, brother, it's a frightful sight to see what goes on in the night. When the spooks have a midnight jamboree, they break it up with fiendish glee. Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman, he's the worst. When he goes a-jogging across the land, holding his noggin in his hand, demons take one look and groan, and hit the road for parts unknown. There's no rat like a spook that's spurned. They don't like him, and he's really burned. Swears to the longest day he's dead, he'll show them that he can get ahead. Oh, close all the windows, lock the doors. Unless you're careful, he'll get yours. Don't think he'll hesitate a bit, cause he'll flip your top if it'll fit. And he likes them little, likes them big, part in the middle or a wig. Black or white or even red, the headless horseman needs a head. With a hip, hip and clippity-clop, he's out looking for a head to chop. So don't stop to figure out a plan. You can't reason with a headless man.
It was the very witching hour of night that Ichabod started homeward. The sky grew darker and darker as, one by one, the stars winked out their lights and driving clouds obscured the moon from sight. Never had the schoolmaster felt so melancholy, so utterly alone, and the nearer he approached the hollow, the more dismal he became. Once inside the murky glen, Ichabod's anxiety increased 100-fold, and now the forest seemed to close in behind him, and every small detail of Brahm's awful story returned to haunt his recollection. For once you've crossed the bridge, the ghost is through, his power ends. Ichabod rode along, trying to whistle away his fears. Oh, if only his horse would hurry up and come to that bridge. The woods grew blacker and blacker. He whipped his horse into a faster gallop, sweat streaming from his brow. As they came abreast of the graveyard, he reined to a screeching halt, as there, among the tombstones, was a rider on a horse. The horse reared and silhouetted against the sky. Ichabod saw the rider was headless. With a blood-curdling laugh, the horseman started after Ichabod, flailing his great sword in the air. Sparks flew from the horse's hooves, and the chase was on. Up hill, down dale, the horseman ever gaining on poor Ichabod. Oh, where was that bridge? Just as the road dipped down to the bridge approach, there suddenly was the headless horseman blocking Ichabod's path. Ichabod turned tail as quickly as his old horse could, and barely missed another well-aimed swipe from the dreadful sword. He rolled again around a rise and once more tried for the bridge. He fancied he could feel the black steed's hot breath, and turning around was horrified to see him right on his heels. Ichabod was staring into the flaming pumpkin head which the horseman held under his arm. With a shriek of terror, Ichabod plunged onto the bridge and galloped across. He gained the opposite side and turned to look to see if he was safe. He saw the ghastly specter arise in his stirrups and hurl his fiery head right at Ichabod. He tried to duck, but too late, it hit his head with a great crash, and he tumbled headlong into the dust. Next morning, Ichabod's hat was found and close beside a shattered pumpkin, but there was no trace of the schoolmaster. It was shortly thereafter that Brahm Bones led the fair Katrina to the altar. Now, rumors persisted that Ichabod was still alive, married to a wealthy widow in a distant county. But of course, the good Dutch settlers refused to believe such nonsense.
for they knew the schoolmaster had been spirited away by the headless horseman.
Oh, close all the windows, lock the doors. Unless you're careful, he'll get yours. Black or white or even red, the headless horseman needs a head. With a hip, hip and clippity-clop, he's out looking for a head to chop. So don't stop to figure out a plan. You can't reason with a head.